Penguin Random House Audio presents Go Ask Fanny by Elizabeth Hyde. Read for you by Julia Whalen. Prologue. If I give her enough rope, she'll hang herself, he thought. George Blair didn't consider himself a mean person, but put him in a car with his older sister Ruth, and instantly he felt like he was 13 again and plotting schemes to trip her up. This was because Ruth was perpetually blind to her bossy, snobbish nature, and George enjoyed nothing more than catching her unawares. Is there a reason you don't eat iceberg lettuce, Ruth? You think I should use how much salt, Ruth? True, he could go overboard. As a nurse in the intensive care unit at a mid-sized hospital, he dealt with a fair amount of stress, and one day, after he'd not only witnessed a 35-year-old woman die of sepsis, but been assaulted by her husband for not having done enough to save her life, after that very long day, he happened to have a snappy phone conversation with Ruth, in which he teased her about getting a facial every week. And Ruth, traumatized by acne as a teenager, first went silent and then said, "Really, George?" in a shaky, tearful voice, which made George ask himself what particular neural defect would cause a younger brother to value the callous taunt over some heartfelt empathy. Such was their dynamic, however. And so, as they drove north from the Manchester airport on Friday night, with dusk softening the sky and thickening the stands of pine along the highway, he merely had to ask what she wanted to do over the weekend, and Ruth began outlining her plan.